Blog Talk Radio. We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight because I'm diligently working and I'm done with this book of rules scar. So go to my website, put your order in at dsmpublications.net and order Birth of an Idea. Heck of a book. Heck the heck heck. So, oh man, we got an exciting show for you tonight for real. And like I say, we're gonna crank it up early. We usually start about 7:07 or 7:08. But since our tower was down, people are drifting back in slowly. So I'm gonna run and get a couple things done because I got my theme song by the Budapest People. And, you know, I was playing this song when I was driving, headed to the studio, man, because I was like running, breathing, speeding. And the song just got in my head and it was on my dashboard. And I said, I got to get to the show so I could play my stuff. So I'm going to play Budapest Scoring before we start, because like I said, we usually don't start playing music till 7:07, 7:08. So I got a little minute. So anyway, I'm going to come back. I got to get some snacks, and I'll be ready. Budapest, take it off.
Your life.
good track. And you know what? It was like I pulled to the edge of the driveway, and then I jumped out the car. And you know how you see that slow motion in the movies where you fall it and your arms are moving, and then you land on the ground like the Matrix. Doom! And then I ran in the door, and the police cars were outside. But I said, too bad. But man, did you hear that music? They was chasing me. Dun, 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 dun. Stop that, Don McClure there. Dun, 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 dun. We are going to get him, yes. No? Okay. All right. I'm so happy, man. And that book, I'm telling you, it's got a lot of great stuff in there. If you can't be motivated by birth of an idea, then I don't know what to tell you. Because it shows where I started off with just an idea and just kept growing, moving, getting, doing. And just a lot of people got involved. It's really a good book. So it's a motivation type thing. Keep going, keep building. Tonight's show, Fighting Your Way Back to Life. The only way back into the light every day, and take every inch. I mean, take it. Now, I didn't say guess at it. I didn't say plead for it. I said take every inch because it's valuable. Because in this book, there's a lot of great people did some great things, man. And one of my best friends, he died from cancer. It was a dynamic brother and just a lot of good people. The guy that owned a lot of casinos, Don Barden, he died. But he was a fighter, man. So, you know what? Fight, fight, fight. We're going to start our show off tonight with NSYNC. And I got a request to play this. So don't get on me. That's my disclaimer. So you don't be saying, Dad, you said that stuff. I didn't say it. It wasn't none of me, okay? But somebody told somebody, bye, bye, bye. So I don't know who it was. But we're going to start the show off, and when I come back, we got more great music for you. man, did you hear those cars? They were speeding like I do. Oh, man. Hey, if you want to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world to get into the show. Or you can go to my website where you can buy a book at dsmpublications.net. Hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. I kid you not. And you can even go directly to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure. So you got a bunch of ways, just a bunch. And you're going to have even more. We're starting to work on my own streaming TV show. So that's going to be great. I want to send a shout out to Miss Arlene in Atlanta. She's in the book, too, because she did help me. She wrote a really nice letter to the governor after they said, Don, we want to do this now, but you're not an Atlantean. You're not a Georgian. And the people are angry because we're giving you stuff, and they're not getting the stuff. So you need to get a representative. And then we'll do it. So this came from Sonny Perdue's office. And I searched and I looked. And you know I'm connected to the Who's Who book. So I went through there and said, oh, wait. This sounds like a good person. Used to live in New York, living in Atlanta. Dialed her up. Bling, bling, bling. This is Dawn, the man. And I need your help. I'm like the Godfather. And she said, okay, Godfather, I'm going to help you, but you're going to owe me. Anyway, she did. So then I had to let her know. That was the worst female Godfather ever heard. Let me play this track. Althea, stupid. Wishing on a star, Althea Renee. That was funny. Okay, Godfather.
Thank you.
check this out. Anyway, we're working on the show, right? The towers are messed up. Hello? So anyway, our show is only scheduled for 90 minutes tonight. Not 120, but 90. Oh, man, we got about an hour left. I cannot believe this is happening to me. That means we're going to cut off probably about 8:30. What is going on? Goofing around. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Aaliyah. Are you the one? She said, hey, are you going to kiss and tell? Are you going to tell everybody we did something? Or you ain't? She said, are you the one to keep your mouth shut? I don't know. You know, guys, you know, y'all like to tell everything. So don't tell. Just stop kissing and telling. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight, man. I guess I'm just happy when this book is done and going to be out of my hair, the little I got left. But, yeah, that was a true story I told you about in Atlanta. I mean, we were all in a big meeting. And like, what, Don, what are we going to do? The governor is number 25. I had 25 governors. And he said they won't sign unless you get a local representative. I said, no, I can't do it. And then I thought. And they said, Don, you got to get somebody. And you don't have much time. Because they got to sign it. And I said, okay. God, what could you do for me? Don, look in the book of the who's who's, and you will find the person I have in mind. I kid you not, man. And then God slapped me upside the head. Boop, call him.
Uh-huh. Say what? Here we go. Can y'all really feel me? Baby girl. Can you feel us?
If I let this go, you get to move right onto my mind.
kept that man, you can't tell nobody. I'm talking about nobody. If I let you, you can't tell nobody. I'm talking about nobody. Man, can't even tell your best guy friends. You know, man, I got to tell you something, man. What could you tell us, man? And then her face pop up in your head. You talking about nobody. I'm talking about nobody. Something's wrong tonight. I'm drinking lemon water. I'm on a good move. I can't believe I hit the 90-minute button instead of the 120. So I'm not going to blame it on New York tonight. That's just because they do screw up. But that was me, man. I took off a whole half hour. I must be insane. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Peebo Bryson, I Care For You. And that's a track, man. Da-dun. Hey, do you want me to sing that? I got to ask some people because, you know, we could chat now. And you want me to sing it? What you mean, no? I don't believe that. Peebo Bryson.
Ah.
Did you know? And I kid you not, now I'm telling the truth. You know, I will tell a story. But my daddy used to sing that to my mother. I said, oh, that's a sweet daddy. He said, yeah, I'm so into Nezzy. I know my older brother going to kill me. But actually, my mother and father did used to sing songs to each other. And I couldn't figure it out, but I guess that was the signal. Hey, you know what? 7:39, I got to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm actually going to play one of the songs that my mother sang to my dad. How about that? You're listening to the Don West McClure Show. We're going to go off about 8:30 because I screwed up. But we'll still play good music till then. And get on that site and get that book so you can tell your friends what's going on. And you can tell I'm getting hoarse. All right, let me take a quick break and I'll come right back. The book that my cousin is reading and says is just fantabulous, My Sister Tiana.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro. Fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
Sí, que claro, Hermana Tiana. I love it. Love it so. And anyway, check this out, right? I kid you not, man. I was knocking governors off, man. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Deval Patrick, Mitt Romney, Ingram, Puerto Rico. Just everybody was, yes, done, 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 done. And I would speak at these meetings, right? And I would be like, we need to free the people and their minds. I'm telling you, too much lemonade. Let me play this track before I get to Niecy, the song that my mother sang to my daddy. I think that's how I was born. That song came out long after that. All right, let me play Baby Come Back. And when I come back, we got more great music for you. I got to get my voice back. It's almost gone. Back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And tonight's second topic, fighting your way back to life. The only way back into the light is to fight every day and take every inch. You got to take it. Nobody's going to give it to you. Nobody's going to offer it to you. Nobody's going to say, here it is on a silver plate. You got to become a warrior if you want it. If you don't want it, you don't want to run with the wild wolves and the wolf pack, then just sit on the little porch with the little babies and get you a little pacifier. but if you want to run with the wolves, you got to come on and want to take it, because life is short. So if you don't take every inch, you don't know what inch you're going to get. And I'm saying to you people out there, you got to want it. You got to want it so bad, like a wild animal, like a hungry animal. You know, like Aaliyah said, hey, I've been watching you like a hawk, and I'm going to come down and get you. So, you know, off the funny side, you want something out of life, you got to take it. Because if you don't take it, the minutes, the hours, the seconds, the months will pass you by. And you never know, man. You just never, ever know. So I'm going to get to this song that my mother, I kid you not, sang for my daddy. You know, she'd be in the kitchen and She be singing this song, man. I said, "No, why you sing that song? It's by your daddy." Now you know my mother don't like that, but you kind of get the gist. You know, sometimes older people need a little loving too. So I don't know what y'all thinking. I know what I'm thinking. I can't find a darn song. And I know I put it on my playboard. Oh, here it is. Okay, here we go. On the Board for my mama and daddy. And I love them. Love them to death. Hey, now hold up. Now you got to think about back in the day, my mother had a little apron on. A long skirt and an apron. And she'd just be back there singing, "Why you gone, boy?"
Hold you gently in my
And yes, that's a true story. My mother be back there with the little spatula. That's what fools are for, by the fire. I said, Ma, by the fire? You and my daddy? Ooh. And she say, go ask your grandmother. Now, my grandma, she was sharp. And she loved my granddaddy, right? So she said, Dad, go put that song on for your granddaddy. Now, you know I lied. They had a phonograph. But anyway, she said, put that song on for your granddaddy. I said, okay, Grandma. She said, I'm going to cut it. So anyway, this is the song she would have sang for my granddaddy. And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And yes, like I said, that was the song my grandmother sang for my grandfather. My granny could cut, too. She could sing similar to Chaka Khan. And, oh, man. I'd be like, Grandma, you singing that song? She said, you my sunny Valentine. Ooh, my grandma could cut. Oh, man. Anyway, I messed up the show. We're going to go off at 8:30, so I'm glad people are tuning in. And it wasn't New York's fault this time. It was mine. I was looking at the time key, because we have a time key. And I could have swore I hit 120, but it says, no, you did 90. So that means I'm going to go off 30 minutes earlier. Oh, well. We're talking tonight about fighting your way back to life. The only way back into the light is to fight every day and take every inch of breathing space you can take. That means take it. Take it because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you know what? Fight back. No matter how many times you get hit upside the head, no matter how many people mess you around, no matter what goes on, and even when you have the good days, count those as blessings. So let me play this track by Curtis Jones, Loving You. That's a track too, man.
Upside down.
Oh, man, now that's one of those tracks that I sing at karaoke, and I be hitting them high keys, man. You know, I'm going to bite y'all down because y'all think I'll be kidding. I'm going to bite you to a karaoke. And you're going to be like, dang, Don could cut, man. He could really cut. Now, this next song I'm going to play, I do this at karaoke. And I got a couple of guys that hang with me. And they be on the set, you know. So, it's Don. We want Don. We want Don. I said, okay, I'm coming out. And I tell him, put my song on, man. Now, I don't want y'all to get too upset because I can't sing. But I cut this track. So when you come to karaoke, I'm going to bet you $5 you're going to like it. You're going to say, man, get down that five. He sing like his granddaddy. Okay, all right. That was corny. Let me play my track. And when I come back, we're going to take every inch of life that we can get.
Wanting so long to be next to you, and I ain't got the nerve but to tell ya, baby, you keep me up through the night time, thinking about your love and affection, and I've been drawn to you, and I hope you feel the same, and if I could have my way, question the warmest affection. Don't choose to act, it's unnoticed. At that moment your heart filled with laughter. Don't lie about how you feel. That chance might slip away. And if I could have my way, I'd spend my life with you, falling in love.
Karaoke. Matter of fact, I'm going to bet $10. You're going to say, man, Don. And I'm going to give me three girls in the background. They're going to be smoothing their hands. Feel, I feel, I feel, I feel. You know, I must be going crazy because I'm done with this book. And it's got a lot of good things in there, man, about an idea. I traveled taking photographs, and actually I posted it on Facebook and showed people the people listening to me at the art walk, and next they're going to see the one in Indianapolis. And man, I mean, it's such a great feeling to go all the way back to when you first got the idea to promote Black history, to promote Black pride, to promote that we need more visionaries. And we got them. We just keep talking about the same thing over and over and over and over again. So we could grow with that. But again, some people, you got to just take life for what it is. It's not going to always be rosy. The only way back into the light is to fight every day and take every inch. That's all you could do. Oh, we got 16 more minutes because I messed up. So we're going to play something else good. Hey, I'm going to play something for you ladies out there that you like, at least like used to like this guy. I think they still do. His name is Kim. And it's, If It Is Love, then I guess he's feeling it. And but I got to play two tracks before I get to Kim. You know, there was an old track by Ray Charles that was really good, right? And Michael Blueblay, he did it second. He came along and said, hey, I'm going to sing that too. So I'm going to play the Ray Charles version since we're short on time. And I'm also going to play the Michael Blueblay following up. Because you don't know. That's what he's called the track. Now, I didn't say it. But he said, you know, you just keep treating him like a friend when he's wants to be your one and only.
You don't love me. You don't know me.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. Cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away, beside the lucky guy. Oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. A chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you never, never know the one. Well, you don't know.
give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, well, you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, oh, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too. Give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy. Oh, you'll never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me.
And a half, and when I get ready to do my movie, I'm gonna have to put that in there. I kid you not, man. Hey, I'm gonna play this track that I kid you not. I'm telling you, man, my mom and daddy used to sing to each other, and you know, my mother, we were small then, right? So she liked the blues, and my daddy was sitting at the table eating a pork chop and some what we call Johnny cakes, right? And my mother would just be singing, man. So I'm going to play this song right before we get off here that my mother would sing, and my daddy just be blushing and going crazy in the kitchen. Like, you kids go to bed early now, something gonna go down.
If I ever leave you, baby, you're gonna say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, I hurt myself as well. Now, is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you more than you ever know, more than you ever know. Just a tiny grain of sand. Now, is there any way for a man to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? That I love you.
Oh, man. And you know, when they get ready to cut me off, I'm going to hit the continue button. And hope it keeps continuing. Man, I'm playing some dangerous music tonight. And I screwed up and made the show 90 minutes instead of the regular 120. Man, and it's almost 8:30. Please don't cut me off. Let me pray. God, give me a few more minutes. I know I messed up. No, but I'm gonna keep playing it till they boot me on off. But that's crazy, man. It's something else. You know, I've been up under a lot of strain and pressure lately. But it's all gonna be over with. And I'll be back to old Donnie Bonnie. That's what a friend of mine in Memphis used to call me. And she worked for the Convention Bureau. She said, "Hey, Donnie Bonnie." And she was a happy person. I said, "Okay, I'll be Donnie Bonnie." The clock says we got 1 minute and 46 seconds. I'm going to try to stretch it. So I'm going to play Tracy Spencer, Tender Kiss, and hopefully I won't get cut off. But if I do, she goes, "You got 90 seconds. I'm thinking about her." But if I do, I won't mess up no more. So stay safe. Man, you should see my board. It's lighting up like, Don, get off the air. That's my tech in New York. They're like, you're streaming. And I know it. I'm going to play one more song until they boot me out of here. I'm going to play Kim, If It's Love.
I'm sitting here in my bed. I've been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life. And we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover, baby. If it's love, it lasts a lifetime. Deep in my heart, I know, baby. If it's love, it lasts forever. It'll just start to show.
I'm still on, and the clock is saying, "Now your time is over with." But I just can't get enough of this good music, man. But all good things must come to an end, so I'm gonna have to play one more song, sneak it in, and see if I can you know, make it last. I think I'm going to play an upbeat song, though. You know, they got this song called It Might As Well Be Spring, and I really like that. So my clock's running down, but in the meantime, I'm going to play it. And if I get cut off, catch me tomorrow.
I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man. Crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book romantic images of you. He pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, I'm back. And the clock is flashing red like, Don, you are out of time. And you're still streaming. I know. But I can't. It's like an addiction. I can't get enough of it. But I guess I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to go. Man, I've had some great songs on there tonight, too. Songs that I just really, 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 really like. And I'm wondering if I could sneak in one more before the radio police break in here and say, hey, Don, you're out of time, bud. But they might get me. So I don't know. Let me see. Let me find a track to play. All right, I'm going to play this track that I know it's time to skedaddle. So what is it going to be? I'm going to play this. Here you go. Bye, bye, bye. Well, it's 8:49. I'm trying to sneak in on the streaming, and they ain't cut me off yet. Man. And they're like, Don, you got 38 more minutes to stream if you don't get out of there. But I'm like, I like the show, man. I think I'm going to try to sneak one more in. Then I know I'm going to go. I'm going to play that Prevo Bryson track one more time. I Care For You. I like that. And see what you think of this. So just think about your grandma and your grandpa and your great-grandpa singing this song, I Care For You. They was probably singing it with a raspy voice. Yeah, oh, I care for you. Last song, I promise. Well, that's it for me. I've snuck in enough time. So, again, I won't do that no more. I'll set it for the proper time. But anyway, if you're streaming, you got a chance to hear a lot more. So, good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the music bugs bite. And I will catch you, some of you tomorrow, some of you Sunday, but next week, definitely. And again, go online to my website, order that book. Birth of an Idea. Heck of a book. And you can even cash app the payment. So, no excuses. Get it done. Good night. Sleep tight. And please, let the music bugs bite.